coming off the back of two big wins and two massive games for our very own Carl Felt. And Reece Robson joining us on the show this morning. Morning, boys. Well done.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Yeah,
big games. Big win. Felty?
Yep.
Very happy.
No, very happy. Especially coming off the Roosters game down at Magic Round, building on a bit of confidence and being able to put at least 55 minutes work together against the Dragons at home, which is great.
Mm.
Some sick post-try celebrations from you in this game just gone. I don't know if you've watched back the Fox League replay of the game against St. George, but that first try you scored, you sort of stood up afterwards and you stared straight down the barrel of the camera.
Yeah, it was intense.
And the Fox commentators, they were very impressed, mate. Like, he knows camera work, this boy.
Like, in the moment, do you know what you're doing, or are you so full of adrenaline you kind of just black out a little bit?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Really?
You don't really know what you're doing. You just, I think, yeah, because the adrenaline on that try, it was through the roof. And I didn't even know why I'd done that. I just got up and just yelled and I was excited.
That's good.
We don't know why you do.
Yeah, anyway. And the camera happened to be right there, so.
What was Hazel written on your wrist? Because you pointed to it a few times throughout the game.
Yeah, one of my best mates lost their little daughter, so a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, it's a little tribute to their family and to little Hazel. So, yeah.
That's really beautiful,
that touched my heart and touched my wife's heart. So.
Oh, that's so nice. We don't want to, like, take away from the win. Obviously, you worked really hard and Reece, the whole team. We did notice, though, the last couple of weeks when we've played a game with you on the show, whether it be Can You Beat Felty, last week it was The Price is Right, you have gone on to win the game that weekend. Is that the secret sauce that we were talking about last week?
Two wins in 1 week. That's pretty good, I think. I might keep it up.
The bad news is we don't have a game for you boys today.
It's the Tigers, though.
Come on, you take it on the Tigers.
He's annoyed that I'm keeping winning. Is that why we're not playing the games this week?
We've got a few things in the background that we're working on.
You might regret saying that.
Yeah.
He's going to stitch me up next game.
Watch this space. Reece, I got to bring this up. I think you first sat in this studio with me and Felty probably about 2 years ago, and it was during that chat that Felty referred to you as Meatball. That's what he said to you as a nickname.
Yeah.
And I remember you looked a bit uncomfortable when he said that, and I think I brought it up the next time you came in.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, third time lucky, got to bring it up. And can we actually find out what the meaning of the name is once and for all?
Josh McGuire gave it to me when he was here, so a few years ago when I first got up here, actually. And I don't know, it sort of stuck for a little bit then, and then every now and then it'll just get brought back up. I don't even know, probably stature. Probably has a fair bit to do with it, so I don't know. So just sort of roll with it and they go away.
Do you embrace? Yeah, so you just have to embrace it, or else if you fight against it, people like Felty will just keep calling you it.
Exactly.
Would you say
brought up on radio?
Would you say it's a bit of an unwanted nickname? Like, if you could shake it, you'd shake it.
Oh no, it doesn't really bother me. Yeah, right. I don't. Yeah, it's sort of.
Well, you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
I was gonna say a few boys stuck with a few worse ones. So it's not too.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, hey. Felty, any.
Dish the dirt.
Oh, I have no idea what
you're
talking about.
Yeah. Look, we thought for fun.
Yeah.
Let's open it up on the phones. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to hang about. I know you guys got to head off to training, but put the radio on the way because we thought 13 10 60. Give us a call right now. If you've been burdened with an unwanted nickname,
yes.
I knew a bloke who he was playing lower level footy, just local level footy, and he vomited on the field. It was about 20 years ago, and he's still Chucky to this day.
Chucky's not too bad. It's no Meatball.
Yeah. So Chucky's not that bad. Like, goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah. Any other bad nicknames?
Have you had any bad ones, Felty, over the years?
When I was younger, I had Drop Pie. a fellow Ricky Thorby gave it to me. I was a little bit chubby playing for Northern Pride, and one day, I don't know how it came about, I took my shirt off and went for a swim, and he goes, "Put your shirt on, you Drop Pie." So that shout out to Ricky Thorby,
so
thanks mate. But that was like it only stuck for a little bit, and then it kind of went away, but that was probably the worst one I've had.
Good motivation. I love that. Drop Pie, Meatball, lots of meat, lots of
Chucky.
Yeah,
food they're related. They're very themed, these, aren't they? 13 10 60. We'll open the phones now.
Yeah.
If you've been burdened with an unwanted nickname, or maybe you're the Ricky Thorby, like maybe you're the one dishing out the nicknames that others don't really want.
The power.
Yeah, give them to us. 13 10 60.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
131060, our phone number right now.
Carl Felt and Reece Robson have just left the studio, but not before they let us know the story behind a nickname that Reece has had to deal with for the last couple of years, Meatball.
Meatball.
And he's learned to like embrace it. I think also they don't call him that much, anymore, but it's because of his stature.
It's a stature thing. Felty was nicknamed Drop Pie.
From a coach many moons ago.
Yeah.
That was a stature thing too. And so we thought, 131060, what's your unwanted nickname?
Oh, God, there's so many doing the rounds.
Yeah.
131060 is our phone number. Maddie's here. Maddie, what's your unwanted nickname?
So my friends usually call me Madzo, but then if they feel cheeky, they put Madzo Fatso at the end of it.
Madzo Fatso.
Yeah. But I'm not fat.
You're not what?
I'm not fat.
Okay.
Well, I am, Maddie, and I'm taking offense on your behalf. Madzo Fatso.
Maybe it's pH fat.
Maybe it's a nice thing. It's like on, if you ever watched Ted Lasso, the woman who hosted Eurovision, Hannah Waddington or whatever, her best friend in the show calls her Stinky.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Stinky, and it's a term of endearment, Maddie.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it as a time of endearment.
It's exactly, Madzo Fatso. Calm down, all right?
Gaz is here. Gaz, what's your unwanted nickname?
When I was a young fella, when I was an apprentice, I was running around the job site one day and there's an aluminium plank at head height. Run into it head first, knocked me clean out. Oof. Woke up with bloody lumps all over my head.
Yeah.
Looked like bubbles all over me, so they school me Bubbles.
Bubbles is so cute. That's a good name.
I don't know if a bloke wants to be Bubbles, though.
Oh, if it's a Powerpuff Girl.
Particularly on the work site.
Yeah.
Might be wrong, Bubbles. Maybe it's great on the work site. 131060. Rebecca, what's your unwanted nickname?
Pothole.
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 Why pothole?
Because I'm always in the road.
Who gave you this one?
My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sounds about right. Well, thanks for calling the show, Rebecca. It's Cliffo and Pothole.
Oh, how dare you!
Breakfast on it.